the microbes within. I hate to tell you this, but there are bacteria all over that chair you're sitting in. Oh, don't get up. Don't get up. They're also in the air you're breathing, and on your face, and in your stomach. Our bodies contain not only bacteria, but also viruses and other microbes. Having viruses and bacteria living on you and inside you doesn't mean you're sick. It just means you're part of the world we live in. Bacteria and viruses are actually part of us. In fact, more than half of the cells in the human body aren't even human cells. They're microbes. And we're just beginning to learn what this means. Now, we've known about the existence of microbes since the 1600s, when the first good microscopes were made. About 200 years later, scientists began to make breakthroughs in understanding how microbes cause diseases and use these discoveries to fight them. Louis Pasteur developed a process for keeping milk safe by killing bacteria. Joseph Lister pioneered the use of antiseptics in surgery. And Edward Jenner developed a vaccine to fight the deadly smallpox virus. We came to view microbes as enemies that need to be destroyed before they destroy us, and that's how many of us still view them. We use antimicrobial sprays to clean our kitchens and antimicrobial soap to wash our skin. We buy products that claim they kill 99% of all bacteria. Near the end of the 20th century, however, we learned that microbes aren't always bad for us. Sometimes they are very good for us. For example, the microbes that live in our guts help us digest food. As a matter of fact, human babies can only digest milk because of bacteria they get from their mothers. And some of the bacteria that live on our skin protect us from infection. There are viruses living inside of us that strengthen our immune systems, and bacteria living in our mouths that keep our teeth clean. Now, whether a microbe is helpful or harmful can depend on its environment. Those bacteria that are good for your mouth can make you sick if they get into your bloodstream. So, now we understand that even though antibiotic drugs have saved millions of lives, we need to be careful about taking them because they kill the good bacteria along with the bad ones. And recent studies have shown that children who grow up in microbe-rich environments, for example, on a farm, may be healthier than children who grow up in more sterile environments. So, although we need to keep our houses clean, it may be important not to over-sanitize them. Still, there's a lot more we need to learn about microbes. The microbial populations in our bodies are as individual as we are, and new species of microbes are being discovered every day. Scientists have only started to understand how microbes interact not only with human cells, but also with each other. With more study, scientists may one day learn how we can improve our microbial populations with diet and medicine. These are early days in this exciting field, and we don't have a lot of definitive answers yet. But what we know for sure is that these tiny organisms play a hugely important role in our lives and health.